Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not every day that we get to talk to someone who talked to the owner of the Kansas City Royals. I've never talked to him myself. Never had the pleasure of meeting the man before. Our next guest hangs out with him, vacations with him. He told me that they were in Martha's Vineyard. He said that they enjoy a nice bottle of Pinot together. And I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were rolling in those kind of circles. He was like, yeah, step your game up. Royals insider Josh Verner joins us on the show today. Vern, how's it going, man?
All right, yeah. I was hitting Jay Smooth up a little bit earlier today.
But, yeah, it's a guy, Jay Smooth. I didn't know you guys were on a, you know, nickname basis. I know you guys might be on a first name basis. Like, you might not call him Mr. Sherman, but I didn't know you were calling him Jay Smooth like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've had an owner on the drive, or at least a version of the show, the previous owner of the Kansas City Royals. I'll never forget that interview.
I'll never forget it too. I mean, there haven't been many times that I thought I was going to get fired. I mean, we all have those moments in this business. I was pretty convinced that was going to be my last day.
I was walking to that event where it happened, and I stopped in my tracks just walking down Broadway and went, oh my God, I gotta get there and see this.
The funniest thing about that day is I remember, you know how it is if you got like a co-host, you know, they ask a couple questions and it's kind of your turn to ask a couple questions. So Danny asks his questions. I literally was starting my question and he just gets up and it's like, what do we do here? He's done talking to us.
Oh my God.
And then you know how it is. Whenever you say something on the radio that, you know, you aren't supposed to say, oh, that phone rings immediately. That phone rang during the segment.
Yeah, suddenly what's coming out of the speaker doesn't matter. Your voice needs to come off the speaker for a hot minute.
Yeah, no, that's one of the times I was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to survive this, you know? And at that point, I couldn't even say I had a good run. I hadn't even started running yet.
Well, it's all been uphill since then, I'll tell you what.
So let's just start with this. I actually want to talk to you first on a personal level about the interview. I text you privately. I'll tell you publicly. I really enjoyed the interview. I thought it was a very extensive. If you are a Royals fan, you asked every question that I think a Royals fan has, and the interview covered everything that a Royals fan would need covered. What kind of feedback from listeners? You do the pregame show. You do the postgame show. No one talks to Royals fans more than you. What kind of feedback have you heard on the interview?
Yeah, I haven't heard the kind of hatred I expect. You know how it goes when you get an interview with someone that doesn't sit down with the media very often, or the requests aren't made very often, might be the better way to put it. You have an obligation kind of to ask all the questions for, you know, everyone in the media and all the fans. And, you know, you figure you're going to miss a few and people are going to harp on those. But no, the dissenters to the questions that I asked have been very quiet so far, so I'm happy with it. But, you know, a lot of this goes back to just being around the team a lot, getting to know John Sherman over the years, and his willingness to walk around on the backfield at spring training with myself and with the columnist here locally and other members of the media. He's very present both at the ballpark during spring training and during the regular season, so a lot of it is just his presence has allowed him to build some quality relationships with a number of people in the media.
My biggest takeaway from the interview yesterday was I believe Kansas Cityans have made a great investment in the Royals, whether it was the $250 million, what now, almost over a decade ago when the stadium needed renovations – They're about to be asked to make another sizable investment in the Kansas City Royals. I'm going to be very curious to see how much of an investment Sherman puts into the on-the-field part of it. I understand why, but to me, it seems like his focus is building a new stadium. Like, that's going to be his legacy. You don't spend $1 billion on the Royals if it's not to build a new arena and reap all the benefits that come from this. He talked about how they plan to be further ahead, they're not further ahead, and how that's disappointing and how competitive he is. We'll find out how competitive he is at the end of this offseason and what kind of changes they're willing to make to ensure that what happened this season never happens again.
100%. Actions speak louder than words. I would say that. To go back to your previous question, what's been the response to the interview? Actions speak louder than words. That's what I'm hearing from most Royals fans, and I love that. That's what everyone should focus on when it comes to any level of a professional organization, because the coaches and the general managers and the owners are going to do their best to always say the right thing. It's what do they do? What are their actions? And thus far, since purchasing the team, the actions of John Sherman, I think, are of an aggressive owner for this Kansas City market, from you know, not laying everybody off, not handing out furloughs, paying his minor leaguers, going along with the idea of paying Salvador Perez $80 million over a four-year stretch, the Carlos Santana money, the Mike Minor money, the Zach Greinke money. And look, he hasn't really received the kind of production on the field that I'm sure he and the individuals that presented those contracts to him were certainly hoping for. So his actions thus far, I think, have been aggressive. I think his words in the interview and in all interviews that you really hear him in are very calculated. So thus far, aggressive and calculated, that's how I would prefer my owner. If you really dive into some of his answers yesterday, as he's talking about the guys on the field, he's talking about the guys in the front office, he was supportive, somewhat committal, but also acknowledging that the status quo isn't going to be accepted. This isn't something in which he's a bystander. Again, like I mentioned, he's very present. So concerns when it comes to his ownership and what kind of tenure he's going to have, how open he's going to be with money. Personally, I think he's going to be better than the Glass family was. And if you look at when they actually had a winner, they spend money. They were in the top half of Major League Baseball in 15 and 16 and 17 when they were trying to run it back, when they were trying to go out there and win another World Series. I would think John Sherman's going to be in line with that plus some. That's my expectation.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here, getting his reaction to his interview with John Sherman and talking to him about the trade deadline. Another theme of the interview is the television situation. And it's funny because as great as Witt Jr. has been with the trade deadline coming up and Benintendi and Zach Greinke and all the other pieces that they have, the number one storyline to me is the Royals television contract and how people have had a difficult time watching them the last couple of years. For him to say that they're top five in television really goes to show you that people really want to watch the Royals. But I'm not saying the Royals have made it difficult, but Bally, Sinclair, whoever, they've made it really difficult to me for the average fan to watch and follow this team on television.
No doubt, but I think if you look at where everything is headed in professional sports, what these owners attempt to do and are almost 100% of the time successful at doing is building new stadiums, building new districts, and making sure that they get money from all of them. And I would imagine that this is where media in baseball is headed as well. I would love for it to be like the NFL, like the NBA, where both sides, the union and the owners, are working together to grow the pie. It appears to me that baseball, and I understand and there's history behind it, why the players' union in baseball, they were really the first. They started it for everyone else, dating back to Curt Flood and Marvin Miller. So I understand where the animosity stems from, but instead of arguing about how we're going to split up the pie, it'd be great if baseball players and owners could work together on growing the pie. But until that happens, until we have another new CBA in 5 years from now, or maybe even longer than that, and until that happens, if I'm – any major organization in Major League Baseball. I want the money all to myself. I think the future is, you know, your own network, like we see with the Cubs. They have their marquee television network. Now, the Cubs are the Cubs, just like the Yankees are the Yankees with the YES Network, but I think that's where this is all ultimately heading in the end. Until they start working collectively, you got to start thinking individually.
This isn't necessarily a question, just an observation, and it affects really both of us and the teams that we cheer for. The way you just described baseball sounds a lot like college football. Like, Texas has its own thing. Alabama's got its own thing. It's not really good for the entirety of the sport. It's not really good for everybody. But, man, Ohio State and Oklahoma and these schools, they're really benefiting from it, while some other Power Five schools kind of get left by the wayside.
100%. And think about what the NFL would look like if the Giants were able to just run roughshod on the rest of the NFL, if the big market teams were able to do what they're able to do in Major League Baseball. Yeah, just like you know, what I talk about there with baseball, you would think the future of college football is going to be almost a separate league of quasi-professional football. Four or two major conferences, and those 40 teams or 60 teams just battle it out for some different trophy that is separate from the rest of college football. Because again, just like college football needs to come together, Major League Baseball needs to come together, because they are both professional endeavors that need to work together to ultimately grow the prospect, or to grow the product, I should say.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier here for a couple of more minutes, our Royals insider. He's best friends with Jay Smooth, as he calls him, John Sherman, the owner of the Kansas City Royals. So this week, we're starting to get more and more trade deadline conversation regarding the Kansas City Royals. They've already made one move regarding bringing up Vinny Pasquantino and then trading Carlos Santana. What's your read on that trade?
Well, I'm glad that they have someone that in Vinny Pasquantino, you know, that was the main reasoning in my opinion. Vinny Pasquantino needed to be at the big league level, and that wasn't going to happen until someone was traded. You see a way to improve this young core of pitchers in your organization by bringing in the 23-year-old that's going to be starting at the high A level tonight. William Fleming is his name. And then the 27-year-old that's going to be coming out of the bullpen tonight. The Royals just added him to the roster today, so he'll be a part of the action tonight in Detroit. Wyatt Mills is his name. I'm proud that I pulled those names, to be quite honest.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm glad that they were able to bring back two pitchers, one of them that's going to help them get through this impossibly difficult season of 2022. Hopefully the other one can help them when they're actually winning on the field, talking about the 23-year-old. But really, it's all about clearing a path for Vinny Pasquantino, just like the next trade, whether that's Andrew Benintendi or Whit Merrifield, that's going to be about clearing a path for Nick Prado to make his way to the big leagues. We'll see about the return, but that's going to take a few years. I'm just glad that Vinny's up here and hitting cleanup tonight.
Last thing here, Vern, rank the three most desirable Royals in a trade.
Of guys that they would actually move, I would say Scott Barlow, number one, Andrew Benintendi, number two, Michael A. Taylor, number three. Whit Merrifield might be three, but his numbers, when you look at his numbers this year, you're hoping that when put in a winning position, his numbers take off. He's just not being challenged in Kansas City. Michael A. Taylor actually has the numbers right now to back up being placed on a contending team as their everyday center fielder. So Barlow 1, Benny 2, Michael A. Taylor barely holding off Whit Merrifield for number 3.
And you have Greinke probably 5 then in that scenario?
No, I guess I'd put Greinke at, I keep blanking on Greinke because, just because of his age and his desire to retire a Royal. I would think Greinke would be more sought after than Michael A. Taylor and Whit Merrifield. So I'll put Greinke at 3 behind Benny and Barlow.
You know, I was just curious on Greinke because, they're also the Royals, where if you're Greinke, you weren't signing with the Royals because you think they have a chance to win. You were signing because you want to play for the team. So are you going to accept a trade, or are the Royals going to trade you? We know the Royals care about those kind of things. Are the Royals going to trade you 3 months into it?
Right, right. And that's the question. I think it would have to be a noticeable win for the Royals to part with Zach Greinke to get him to green light the move. Both sides would have to agree, and for that to happen, it would have to be quite the win-win. He'd have to go to one heck of an organization, and I think the Royals would have to bring something of note in return.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. He is about to go on a cruise with the owner of the Kansas City Royals, John Sherman. They're now BFFs. They're now pals. Thanks, Vern.
What's that song, though, Rob? What's the song I should be bumping to with Jay Smooth? What's that relax, we're having a nice time on the cruise song that you go to?
Oh, you know what it is. Hold on. I'll play it for you. I'll play it for you, Vern. I'll play it for you. This is the song he would play if he was riding with the owner of the Royals.
2, 3, here we go. Don't want to wait till the sun's sinking. We can be feeling all right. I know you know what.
John Sherman would kick you out of the suite if you turn this on. Absolutely kick Rob out of the suite, Vern.
No. No question whatsoever. God, I love that.
Vern, why am I catching strays? What is happening?
It was there. It's funny. It always makes me laugh.
You deserve it. Thanks, Vern.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Vern. He knows. He'd kick you out.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.